In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone shared with me in the past year an internet meme, and it's this. Failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. If you've never heard that before, some of you who are in the working world, you might want to write that down. Failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. Now, having said that, we get lots of emergencies here at the church. People call up and say, I need a letter saying that I was married in the church in 1937. Okay, great. When do you need it? By 4 p.m. today. And we typically respond, so we actually don't apply this rule very well here at Holy Trinity. Perhaps we should. But this notion that failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part seems to contradict at least a little bit this morning's gospel reading, wherein that seemingly out of nowhere Jesus decides, don't worry about sending these people off, don't worry about getting any of their food, I'll take care of things, I will feed them for you. And so one could argue that, well, maybe there was some failure to plan on the part of the apostles and the disciples, and Jesus took care of things. But as we'll see later, that might not necessarily be the case. But I do want to talk about planning. And when it comes to the Orthodox Church and we talk about planning, probably, at least I hope, the thing that comes first and foremost to our mind is the ecclesiastical year, the liturgical calendar. And I'm preaching on the 22nd of July about something that will begin August 1st, because I want us to have time to plan. Because from August 1st to August 15th, as I am certain most of us are well aware, is a fast period of the church with extra services that culminates in the feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God. And during that fast period also falls the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. Now, those 15 days are 15 days of fasting, with the fasting obviously being broken on August 15th. How to fast and etc., if you want to know the exact days that wine is permitted and oil, etc., just have one of the church calendars by you, and you can have all of that right in front of you if you are planning to fast exactly. If you're not planning to fast exactly, talk to the priest that you see for confession. But it's a great time of year to fast. Think about what the summer has had for us. Memorial Day barbecue. 4th of July barbecue. Friends for dinner. Experimenting with a new pie recipe. And it's also a time when sometimes we might cut corners and not come to church on a Sunday. I like the fact that we have rhythm in our lives, but these 15 days of August give us a chance to kind of detox from a little bit of that. And the fast helps us get recentered, helps us become sharp again. And coming to church more often does the same thing. Speaking of coming to church more often, during those 15 days, August 1st through the 14th, there'll be church every night at 6 p.m. I had one of our faithful parishioners call and ask me very legitimately, do we have to come every night? And I said, you're invited every night. Come when you can. If you can come every night, that's glorious. But we do it at 6 p.m. so that there's really no excuse with regard to bedtimes or anything like that. You can, if you pass by the church on your way home, you can stop in, even if you stop in for part of the service. We make it at a time that makes it as accessible to people as possible. And even if you can only come one or two nights, that's fine. That's better than nothing. So Friday night or Saturday night or something like that, Sunday night. But those extra services give us a chance to refocus ourselves spiritually. Typically, those 15 days of August are a time for confession, and I'm certainly going to try to drive and see the priest that I see for confession during that time period. It's a time for us to come to confession as well. This is one of the traditional times of the year, one of the traditional fasts when people will come and see their spiritual father for confession. And it's a time of prayer. Now, every day is a time of prayer, I know. But when we have these fast periods, it should inspire us to pray even more. Maybe to add a prayer in the morning or in the evening, or add an extra time during the day that we'll be praying. One of the themes that I want to return to again and again this coming ecclesiastical year is prayer, and to talk more about how we pray and to explore different ways to pray so that all of us can augment our prayer life a bit. And certainly if you think about where we are in the history of Holy Trinity right now, this is a time for prayer. One of the things the parish council is working very hard on is how to take this beautiful thing that we have here at our parish and how to share it with more people. How do we ourselves grow internally in a spiritual way so that we can share the gospel with the world? And that requires prayer. And if you ever run out of things to pray about, please spend some time during the day praying for our parish and how it is our parish can grow by the grace of God. Now, I said I would explain the gospel and talk about planning. So from one perspective, it's like, great, they didn't bring enough food, but Jesus took care of them. That's one perspective, but here's my perspective. If you have people together who are committed to following Jesus, good things are going to happen. You'll be blessed. The reason the multitude was fed is why? They were following Jesus. They were in his presence and they were all together. And how often have I heard people say, you know, I don't get anything out of being a Christian. Start being an Orthodox Christian. I go, well, okay. Do you fast? No. Do you go to confession? Oh, no. No. How often do you come to church? You know, a couple times a year. And, you know, yeah, I get that. I get it why you wouldn't get anything out of being a Christian in that way. But when we're together here, praying together like we are on Sunday mornings, when we are here during the 15 days of August, as a body, praying together, and then when we go home and commit ourselves to following the fast and praying a little bit more and going to confession, miracles do happen. And when those miracles and blessings happen, we say, oh my gosh, I didn't plan for that. But yes, you did. You did plan for it. Because every time we are together as the body of Christ, we are preparing ourselves to receive his blessings. Now, we said in the beginning that failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. I would say this. Maybe a little bit differently today. With the 15 days of August coming up, failure to plan on our part means that we run the risk of missing out on something life-changing. We run the risk of missing out on experiencing God's blessings. We run the risk of not being able to avail ourselves of God's grace. So the reminder this morning, dear brothers and sisters, is very, very simple. We've got about 10 days to prepare for August 1st. So between now and then, I think all of us would do quite well to think about how we're going to spend those 2 weeks and engage in some holy planning.